For this Tuesday, August 5th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A man was found dead in the Wabash River inside an overturned truck on Friday morning. The White County Sheriff's Office says the man was identified as Robert Duval of Crossville and was found around 10 a.m. Friday, approximately 1 mile south of the New Harmony Bridge. Tri-State Towing and Recovery pulled the truck out of the water, and Duval was identified by officials. The White County Coroner's Office has not released a cause of death, but an autopsy will be scheduled. They say no foul play is suspected. Coming up this evening is a 2025 National Sheriff Night out of Posey County in the Cynthiana Town Park from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. All of Posey County and the surrounding community is invited. This is a chance to come out and show the Posey County Sheriff's Department how much you appreciate them and thank them for their service to the community. There will be burgers, hot dogs, nachos, and fresh watermelon. Both Crane Credit Union and First Bank will be there once again with their tables and games. Kids are encouraged to bring their swimsuits as there will be a water slide. Adults are encouraged to bring their own chairs. The University of Evansville has established a 50th anniversary remembrance task force to honor the lives that were lost and commemorate in the strength shown in the aftermath of the plane crash in 1977. According to a press release, the task force will be co-chaired by Dr. Kenneth Siegfried, who is the director of athletics, and university trustee Kurt Begley. School officials say they will lead a group of family members, alumni, students, faculty, and community representatives in coordinating a series of respectful and inclusive memorials, educational efforts, and community-focused events leading up to the 50th anniversary. This commemoration will offer a moment of reflection for all those who carry the memory of December 13th, 1977, and seek to honor the lives lost and the spirit of unity that followed. To celebrate the end of the season, Holiday World and Splash and Safari is kicking off a brand new way to enjoy the park. The theme park's Summer Wind Down Festival began yesterday. Guests can try 30 new items on the menu up until September 13th. Some of the featured dishes include honey sesame shrimp, blueberry lemon funnel cake, and brisket biscuit. Each specialty food comes with a suggested wine pairing. Items are served at restaurants all over the park. Organizers recommend purchasing a tasting pass during the event. This allows guests to choose 5 specialty items. The pass can be used in one day or throughout the festival. WWE officials announced 3 new dates for Raw and SmackDown across the United States. According to a press release, the event is scheduled to take place at Ford Center in Evansville on September 22nd. Tickets for this event will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Fans can purchase tickets during an exclusive presale by visiting Ticketmaster.com and using the code WWETIX, that's T-I-X, starting tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock until Thursday at midnight. High school football season officially began yesterday with the IHSAA's first official day of practice for teams across the state. A week from Friday is the scrimmages, and then Friday, August 22nd, is week one. The 2025 Indiana Football Coaches Association preseason polls have been released. There are 4 teams in the SIAC that are ranked in the top 10, and 2 teams in the Pocket Athletic Conference that are in the top 10 as well. In Class 5A, Castle is 10th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is 2nd, and Wright's is 7th. In Class 3A, Memorial is 2nd, Gibson Southern 3rd, and Mater Dei is 5th. In Major League Baseball from Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals took the opening game in Los Angeles versus the Dodgers 3-2. Yoel Pozo broke a 2-2 tie in the 9th inning with a pinch hit 2-out RBI single. The Cardinals moved back to 500 at 57-57. The middle game of the 3-game series is this evening at 9:10. The Chicago Cubs lost the series opener at home to the Cincinnati Reds 3-2. The Cubs slide to 65-47 in the season, and the Reds improved to 59-54 overall. Game 2 of the series is tonight in Chicago at 7:05. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, August 5th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.